Now, new takeaways near schools or youth clubs could be banned in Bristol. It's one of the many items within the Bristol draft local plan, which is going to be voted on by councillors this evening. Now, if it's approved, it's going to go out to us for public consultation. And the City Council say it's part of their broader plan to stop the increase of childhood obesity. We're now joined by Catherine Ogden, who's the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to hear from you.
Ah, it's lovely to hear from you as well. Have you got many takeaway places near your school?
There is one that's nearby our school, but has been a long-term member of the local community as well, who run that particular outlet.
And do you work? Do you work with them? Do you talk about, like, you know, when they open and all that kind of thing, or is that?
Fortunately for us, we don't have too many challenges because their opening hours aren't necessarily linked around the school time. So we aren't particularly affected by that particular outlet. But I think that having a wider conversation around takeaways near schools and how we can work together to tackle childhood obesity in communities, I think is a really good conversation that we should all be having regardless.
So you think that transcends the takeaway places you have near your school then and becomes a broader problem?
I think that whilst we understand that it's important to have the takeaways in local areas have strong community links and also a point of employment for local areas, I think it is also really important to think about how we can promote health within local communities. And I think that where they are located near to schools, I think young children might choose to gather in them. And as a result, takeaways could have the potential to influence behaviour which is harmful to health or promoting a healthy lifestyle. So, and we do know that there are evidence links between accessing fast food and rising rates of obesity for all age groups. So I think it's a sensible conversation that we are having, and how can schools, businesses, health promoting organisations work together so that we can almost give our children the best start in life that we all know that we want for them.
Absolutely. So would you like to see the council going further to bring obesity levels down across Bristol?
I think, well, speaking from South, working in a school in South Gloucestershire,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, so there, we already have a health promotion in education settings steering group. And I think that's been really a welcomed addition to the South Gloucestershire Council area at the moment, because that is all about improving access to information, support, training, resources to improve health promotion in education and for children. Mm. And ultimately that should help lead some changes in behaviour. And that's all been designed with about how can we give children the best start in life. So I think the more conversations, the more action that we can take to try and help children and influence their behaviour so that they are adopting a healthy lifestyle, I think is really important at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you obviously you're at your school, you're addressing a diet and healthy eating with the kids, but can you do anything to help the parents as well?
Yeah, so we actually have a health team in our school. So that's that comprises of the PE, food and nutrition, PSHE. And that is all about how we can work with children and their families as we're in all through school. So it's about how can we develop and almost the motivation and the confidence and the ability to know how to lead a healthy and active lifestyle. So lots of the food that we're cooking in school, and we're creating recipes that children can take home to their families. And our aim is actually to introduce a club in the future where we are working with local businesses and restaurants to come in to teach our children some meals, how to cook those meals, and then they can take them home to their parents and eventually start to do adult cookery courses in our schools as well, where we can hopefully make a link with the local supermarket. So we're supporting, when we talk about increased cost of living, how can we create low cost, healthy meals and work with our parents to be able to take those meals home to their children as well. So
that's amazing. That's Catherine Ogden there, the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, speaking to us about a proposed ban on new takeaways within 400 metres of a school.